I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce, for a West End update. We talked about several upcoming items on the calendar, but we started our conversation off with a quick recap on the very successful Ishpeming Ski Club's ski jumping tournament this weekend in Ishpeming. Here's more with Bob Hendrickson.
It was something that the Ishpeming Ski Club really worked hard to accomplish, and hats off to the club because they busted butt last week to make this thing happen, and the weather turned out perfect. The attendance was great. Our adjustments to getting people into the venue went well. There's probably some more adjustments we need to make with that, but we didn't have any parking issues or any problems with road control, and I think everybody had a great time.
It sounds like it was a relatively, well attended, but also it all went well, that there was everything kind of paced out. You ran out of beer at the right time, all of that kind of stuff, so it just kind of, you're not left with stuff left over, which is always the best way.
Right. Yep. So now it's just a little bit of cleanup, a little processing, and now the junior program is really going to kick in because all the hills are ready. That's something else that, we had one 90 meter hill, but the club built out four other hills that were jumped that weekend. So it was actually a full true five hill tournament.
This, of course, is a great example of embracing winter and doing activities on the west end of the county. And I know that's what you're also here to talk about this morning, including an event coming up a little bit later here this week that you want to make sure people can come and attend.
Yeah. So we're doing our first business after hours for 2023. And that's actually tomorrow night, Tuesday, January 24th at Velodrome Coffee in downtown Ishpeming.
Okay. Their new location there and everything.
It is.
Something to go and check it out if you haven't had a chance to yet. Business after hours are what, for folks that aren't familiar with them?
Yeah, they're an open community event mainly for just kind of networking, to get to know your community, your business people. You learn a little bit more about the business itself that you're visiting. They go from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Open format. You can drop in and leave as you like. What we try to do is at around 6 o'clock, we do a little presentation, a thank you, a couple door prizes, and then a presentation by the owner.
So the other thing is that you have it open for folks if they're interested in finding out more to do one, and I'm sure your schedule will start filling up here for the year pretty soon, but if people want more information on the program, how can they get it?
Yeah, go to our website, gincc.org, or give us a call at 486-1111.
Bob, you are making sure that people know that there's a lot of things happening in the West End of Marquette County now. Negaunee, Ishpeming, those areas, including one big one with the Hanky Lunta Winter Festival coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, that's in 2 weeks. So the Hanky Lunta is a Negaunee DDA event that it's been through different organizations, but the Negaunee DDA really stepped it up. Like, it's a two-day event starting on February 3rd.
Yeah, we're going to make it to Friday. February here before you know it. I mean, it's already the 23rd of January, if you can believe it.
I know it. So they got their Rail Jam on Friday night, which is a ski and snowboard competition right over by the UP Brewing Company. Saturday is the Teal Lake Fishing Derby hosted by the South Shore Fishing Association with a lot of different activities downtown. Yeah. One thing that we brought into it this year as a component, it's going to be a fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce, is a community cook-off.
Oh, okay.
And what we're asking people to do is make their favorite dish. There's four categories: soups and chilies, Yupur traditions like pasties or kudagi, family recipes, secret family recipes, or desserts. Ooh. So we got four little things going on there. If you want more details, we have them on the website at gincc.org. But basically, it's a $25 entry fee. Provide enough little samples, and it's a public choice award. So people come in and put their votes in for who they like.
They can judge who's got the best whatever it is. And then other things that are coming up, too. You've got a few things on the horizon, including probably the return of the Teal Lake Meltdown and a couple other things, right?
Yeah, we do. So we're, again, partnering with the Negaunee Lions. We'll be doing the Teal Lake Meltdown. That'll be kicking off at the end of the month. We have a Negaunee Lions meeting tonight. And then that structure will be placed on the ice hopefully soon. We got another slush problem, so we got to wait until the slush freezes up.
Well, I think it's going to freeze up pretty well in the next week or so, temperature-wise. But this is the replica of the head end of a mine that they put out on Teal Lake, and you basically take a guess at when it's going to fall through the ice.
Yep.
So that's good. But a couple other things coming up, too.
Yeah. We got the next weekend, No Caymanon. So a little lull, but another huge event. They're on record pace for their participation. We host the first aid station, Elk Wall, with True North. They get a huge group out there. And we're looking for all these winter events. We're right in the heart of it.
That's Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.